Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And good evening, friends. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thank you for being here. 844-236-6010, as always, is our phone number, and we'll get your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, if you want to contribute to the conversation, if you have a health challenge you or a loved one needs help with or questions about the longevity products, we're here for you, 844-236-6010. Speaking of longevity, I'll be doing a talk in my lab at 11640 Teller Street in Broomfield, Colorado, on the 25th of June, 11 a.m., myself, Dr. Taylor Mitchell, and Farmer Glenn will be telling our stories. I'll be talking about general health and building a business using nutritional supplements, using the longevity nutritional supplements. Dr. Mitchell will be talking about mental health, which is her specialty, and then Farmer Glenn will tell his story of beating cancer using nutrition, nutritional supplementation, and most especially the longevity formulas, which he has been on for probably going on 10 years now. I believe it's his history of using nutritional supplementation that allowed him to survive and really thrive. He was given 6 months to live, stage 4 stomach cancer, and not only is he still with us, but he is better than ever. And he'll be doing a talk and telling his story along with Dr. Mitchell and myself on the 25th of June, 2022, for those of you guys listening in the future, 2022. And that'll be at 11 a.m. That's in 2 weeks, a little less than 2 weeks. If you want to purchase longevity products, you can head to our websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also sign up to join the Brightside Ben team right off the website, or you can call 866-735-2470. You've got Join the Team link on the sites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call the Brightside Ben phone team, 866-735-2470 is their number. All right, our number 844-236-6010. We're going to talk to Dr. Ken Redcross, who has been on our program before. His book, Bond, The Four Cornerstones of a Lasting and Caring Relationship with Your Doctor. And the topic we'll be discussing is the best and worst foods for your digestive system, the gut, the body's second brain. And as you guys know, if you've listened to this program or you've listened to any of my presentations, it's all about the digestive system, the center of the body. Sometimes I feel guilty saying, every time somebody asks me a question, I go right to the gut. I say, you got to work on the intestine. I don't say guilty, but I just feel like I'm just repeating myself over and over again like I'm some one-trick pony. But really, that's good news. The body is a one-trick pony. Almost all health challenges, almost all of them. In fact, I would venture to say all chronic long-term health challenges are centered in the center. They're centered in the center of the body where the intestine is. The intestine is where the outside meets the inside. You know, when you eat a food, it's not technically in your body. or at least in a way it's not in your body until it crosses over. It's almost like it's in a hallway. And then it gets vetted at the level of the intestine by cells of the immune system, and most of the immune system is located right there where the outside meets the inside at the level of the intestine. And this immune system basically vets food. But, as we've said so many times, that vetting system can be bypassed when the intestine is not as healthy as it should be, when we eat the wrong foods, especially the wrong fats. I did a talk today about, talked to a bunch of estheticians and school owners, and the topic of my talk was all the different ways that we can improve people's skin and we can help people with their skin that have nothing to do with topical skincare or doctors or dermatologists or the medical model in general. And I talked about all kinds of things, but one of the main things I talked about was so-called leaky gut syndrome. Leaky gut syndrome and the leakage of incompletely digested foods, as well as toxins from bacteria that are in the gut. Yes, toxins. Bacteria are supposed to be in the gut. They're okay. But once they start floating around the blood, they're toxic. They're not supposed to float around the blood. They're supposed to stay in the intestine. And little pieces of bacteria, they're called LPSs. I've talked about them before. They go into the digestive system. They go into the blood through the intestine, along with incompletely digested particles of food. They get into the blood through the intestine. They create immune reactions, and this is where disease starts. It's not that complicated, people. It's like we have all these diagnoses. Tens of thousands, maybe 80,000 diagnoses. I don't know, 20,000, 50,000. There's a huge amount of diagnoses. And I always hear people say, skincare professionals say, oh, I'm not allowed to diagnose. I can't diagnose. And sometimes I'll do a radio show with a national radio show that the host will say, well, you can't diagnose. You're not supposed to diagnose. Diagnosis is irrelevant when it comes to health and wellness. Your diagnosis doesn't matter, people. Your diagnosis, I don't care what it is, cardiomyopathy, hydrogenitis, superintima, they're always in Latin. You think your doctor speaks Latin? He doesn't speak Latin. Doesn't need to be Latinized. What's the idea of this all this Latin stuff for your diagnosis? But check this out. It's worse than that. Your diagnosis, let's take fibromyalgia. It's one of my favorites. Your diagnosis, oh, you have fibromyalgia. That's your diagnosis, right? Your diagnosis is just a description of what's happening in Latin. There's nothing special about that. It's a biochemical description. It's branded. That's all it is. A diagnosis is a brand. It's like you have tissues and you have Kleenex, right? Tissues are what they are, and then Kleenex is a brand. Fibromyalgia is a description of what's happening, and the word fibromyalgia is a brand. Yes, you're right. I can't diagnose because it's a brand. It's a trademark. And I'm not allowed to violate the brand, but it doesn't matter because the diagnosis is irrelevant when it comes to getting well. Fibromyalgia just means you got muscle fiber pain. The question is why? Who cares what the name is? You got muscle fiber pain. You go to the doctor, you say, my muscles hurt, doc. And he rubs his chin and says, oh, you have fibromyalgia. What is that, doc? Well, it means your muscles hurt. That's basically what a diagnosis is. It's a description of what's happening. That doesn't help us. This is why we have more diagnoses and devices and doctors and drugs and protocols than ever before. And we're just as sick because nobody's helping us. We're treating descriptions. We're treating our protocols or addressing words and brands. They're not addressing biochemistry. And we say, why aren't they? Well, because we don't need anybody to address biochemistry. You address biochemistry by yourself. How do you address biochemistry? Well, it's everything we talk about. Eat less. You eat better, you work on digestive health, you don't eat the corporate swill, you breathe, you move your body, you connect somehow with spirituality, leverage the power of your mind and your emotions. That's how you take care of all biochemistry. We live in a culture where, for some reason or another, we're intimidated by our own bodies. That's really the problem, people. We're intimidated by our own bodies. We're intimidated by biology. We're intimidated by chemistry. We don't want to dive in. Well, this program is about helping people dive into their bodies, dive into their biochemistry, dive into their pathologies, their bodily breakdowns, dive into the biochemical pathways. And it's not that complicated. In fact, I will tell you, it's actually kind of fun. Forensic biology. Forensic healthcare, meaning you look for the perpetrator, you follow the clues, you look for the perpetrator, and you arrest them, and you put them in jail. All right. I'm Pharmacist Ben, 842-3660-10 is our number. Ken Red Cross will be with us at the bottom of the hour. Your call's next. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You can see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Our number 844-236-6010. Dr. Ken Red Cross at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about probiotics, about the best foods you can eat for your digestive system and the worst foods that you can eat for your digestive system. Dr. Red Cross is one of those good guy doctors, knows a lot about health, and knows a lot about nutrition. His book is Bond, The Four Cornerstones of a Lasting and Caring Relationship with Your Doctor. Ken Red Cross, bottom of the hour, your calls.
Coming up next, 844-236-6010. So I did this talk today about all the different ways that you can take care of your health that have nothing to do with medicine, and ways that you can take care of your skin that have nothing to do with topical skincare. And guess what? I talked about everything we talk about on this program every Saturday and every Sunday. I talked about nutrition. I talked about lymph. I talked about movement. I talked about exercise. I talked about breathing. I talked about digestion and the diet and keto, the ketogenic diet, which is still not understood or taken advantage of as much as it should be, calorie restriction, intermittent fasting, the mind-body connection, meditation, the parasympathetic rest and digest nervous system versus the sympathetic nervous system, insulin, sugar, something called mTOR. We talked about mTOR with Dr. Greg, pharmacist Greg, a couple weeks ago. mTOR, by the way, that's little m, capital T-O-R. It is a key player in the acceleration of the aging process, and no surprise, it's tied into sugar. We talked about supplements, we talked about nutrition, and we talked about my personal specialty, which is external nutrition, using topical nutrients on the skin, because healthy skin is beautiful skin. Till now, beauty's been about cosmetics. You know what the word cosmetic means? It means superficial. Cosmetic means to decorate, to adorn. That's the kind of skincare most of us use. We decorate our skin rather than making authentic, real, true, lasting changes. We do the same thing with the inside of the body. We have hide the symptoms. The latest drugs you're probably seeing now on TV are called JAK inhibitors, J-A-K inhibitors, another inhibitor drug. JAK inhibitors suppress inflammation. They're used for eczema. They're used for autoimmunity. That's a ridiculous way to take care of a disease. Absolutely ridiculous to shut down the immune system. Yet that's how we do it. Anybody who understands biochemistry will understand how ridiculous it is. And it's not just ridiculous. It doesn't work. You might suppress your symptoms temporarily. You may even suppress your symptoms long term. But your biochemistry is still whacked out. You're still not processing the way you should. And you're not going to live a long life, even if you don't have symptoms. And that's the medical model. That's the medical strategies that the medical model promotes and that we participate in and that we're complicit in. But health is not difficult, because at the end of the day, the body breaks down generically, no matter what the diagnosis is. Things get inflamed, the immune system gets activated, cells start to divide, fluids are secreted, and the machinery stops to work. And really, that's it. And it all starts with the gut. That is good news, because that means you don't have to do much. You just got to work on your digestive health, and almost all chronic health challenges will begin to subside. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. Let's go to the phones and say good morning to, or good evening, to Truth Raider. What's up, Truth Raider?
Hey, Benjamin. Are you enjoying the heat wave that you had there?
You know what? It was hot this afternoon, and then all of a sudden it got nice and cool and rained, and it was real pretty.
That's the way it is in Denver there. You go from 90 to 30 within a few hours.
It wasn't quite that. It wasn't quite like that, but it did go down a little bit. Thank you. How do you know about the, what, are you keeping track of the weather in Denver?
Yeah, they did some jingle on some news brief real quick, and they mentioned that, you know, there's a record. Oh, wow. I'll be keeping cool.
I'll tell you what, I will take 90 degrees in Denver anytime over 80 degrees in Portland.
and it has been nowhere near that. It's been raining in the 50s and 60s, maybe 70s, and that's what's been comfortable.
You know, Oregon is so darn beautiful, but I sure would not want to live there. But it is it is really, really beautiful. And then the political situation is really crazy, isn't it?
Oh, terrible. Terrible. Unbelievable. Anyway, okay, time is wasting. So the question is about this synthetic meat, the stuff that they're bringing in. I heard from some other programs that they're going to be phasing out beef, poultry, fish.
I kind of heard that, too. I don't know if that's necessarily the case. But you know what? I think that is part of that Agenda 21. Is that what they call that?
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I think that might be part of that. The idea to reduce our reliance on livestock, on living animals, because there's not, you know, it's hard, it's costly to do living animals. It's a lot cheaper to do fake animals or fake meat, Beyond Meat. How about test tube meat? That's another thing. Beyond Meat is just is plant meat. I say plant meat, that's kind of ironic. It's plant-based meat. It's meat, fake meat. But then they have the test tube meat, which is real meat, except they grow it in a test tube. Does that sound good to you?
No, I don't think I want to put that on my menu or order it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not a fan.
2030, I think.
What's that?
Yeah, I think that's the updated version of UN Agenda 2030.
Is it called Agenda 2030?
I think so.
I thought it was Agenda 21, but I might be wrong.
That was original. Yeah.
Oh, they changed it to 2030? Does that have anything to do with the year 2030?
That's the goal line. That's where
Serious?
It has to be completed by that point.
This is legitimate. You know this for a fact, that it's called Agenda 20. I'm going to have to look into that. Agenda 2030, and it's supposed to be kick in by 2030.
Right. And the other part of it, of course, is unending pandemics. They're going to be coming up with something called the SPARS.
Where are you getting all this from? Send me a link, will you?
Send
me a link when you have a chance. I'll get one more call in, Truth Raider. I got one more call in again.
You got it.
Okay, buddy. Good to talk to you. Thank you.
Thanks, Ben.
Thanks, Carl. All right, Kathy, what's going on? We've got about 2 minutes here for you.
Hey, Ben. I am a nursing mom, and I am wondering if it is safe to take bentonite clay or activated charcoal during nursing.
Absolutely. The only thing is, if you take it too close to your food, you may tie up some of the nutrients. So don't take them while you're eating or while you're getting your nutritional supplements. And bentonite clay is on its own is just incredibly valuable as a detox supplement. It's great if you're on medication or if you have diarrhea. It sucks up excess moisture. It's a great supplement. And then also activated charcoal. In pharmacy, we call it the universal antidote. And all medicine cabinets should have some activated charcoal. Why are you taking activated charcoal, by the way?
Well, I was listening to old archived shows of yours, and someone was asking about parasites, and I have a girlfriend who's all crazy about it, and she started talking to me, and now I'm all freaked out. And you were saying that it's just a good thing to be taking daily, and I just didn't know if it was something that would affect my daughter.
I said activated charcoal, you know, with all the toxins that we get on a regular basis, no, it's completely inert. You have no problem with that. It's just carbon. But bentonite, you know, bentonite does a lot of the same things. It's not quite as adsorbent, probably, as charcoal. But bentonite will get you trace minerals. It'll get you there's some nutritional value to the bentonite. You ever hear people who eat dirt or babies who eat dirt?
Pregnant. Yeah, pregnant.
Yeah, sometimes pregnant. Exactly.
Yeah.
Pregnant women. That's all in an effort to get minerals that are found in the dirt. And bentonite is basically dirt. You know, it's clay, but it's dirt. But it's got some really cool nutrients in there, especially silica, which is really good for your skin. So, it's no problem with both of those for nursing.
Awesome. Thank you. God bless, Ben.
Thank you, Kathy. Take care. Bye. All right. That is it for this segment. Dr. Ken Red Cross coming up next. We're going to talk gut health. You're listening to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back after this.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs understands the importance of supplementing with glucosamine and chondroitin for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends Glucogel from Youngevity.
Get on the Glucogel caps from Youngevity. They're a great way to treat arthritis and any kind of joint issues. And oh, by the way, glucosamine is great for helping support the vascular system, the blood vessel system too. So you'll get multiple benefits from the Glucogel caps. You'll be able to treat your arthritis and joints as well as the circulatory system. And also the Glucogel caps can help prevent wrinkles. The Glucogel caps support collagen synthesis.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your joint, circulatory system, and skin health by ordering Glucogel from Youngevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Tens of thousands of demonstrators went to Washington and other rallies across the United States on Saturday to demand that lawmakers pass legislation aimed at curbing gun violence. In the nation's capital, organizers with March for Our Lives estimated that 40,000 people assembled at the National Mall near the Washington Monument. And an unidentified ninth grader on Reuters.
If we don't choose to take this opportunity to fight back, it's going to continue again. The cycle is going to continue, and eventually people aren't going to be fazed by it anymore.
Chinese military officials in recent months have repeatedly asserted that the Taiwan Strait isn't international waters during meetings with Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin.
Secretary Austin singled out China as the source of instability in the Indo-Pacific region. His Chinese counterpart, Wei, said Taiwan would be a path to death if Taiwan was to declare independence. USA Radio News.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
By sheer numbers, the Democrats have been running the country for the past year and a half. Americans are displeased on how President Biden has failed on almost every front. 7 of 10 Americans say the country is on the wrong path. Inflation, energy, border security, crime, foreign policy have all had disastrous effects to this nation. Republican Representative from Ohio Jim Jordan says it's not all Biden's fault. His administration is inept.
They're all responsible, and I think the American people are fixing to make a change come November. I mean, Mayorkas said the border's secure. Oh my goodness. Janet Yellen said she's surprised at inflation. How can you be surprised at inflation when you spend like crazy, pay people not to work, and drive up the cost of energy? I mean, it makes no sense. Of course, Granholm has no idea what kind of energy policy we need. We had a good energy policy under President Trump. And you can look at every single policy area. It has went from being good under President Trump to being terrible under these guys. We went from a secure border to chaos. We went from energy independence to the president begging Iran, OPEC, and Venezuela to increase production. We went from safe streets to record levels of crime in every major urban area. And we went from stable prices to a 41-year high inflation rate.
AAA is reporting the price of U.S. gasoline has averaged more than $5 a gallon, extending a surge in fuel costs that's responsible for rising inflation. Many trucking companies are now charging roughly $10 per mile to transport general goods throughout the United States. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
We are back on The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're on the air Saturdays and Sundays, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, and 24/7 on our archive page at brightsideben.com. You'll find a search engine or a search box that you can use to review programs or review subjects or share a subject or a program with a friend or loved one. You'll also find the longevity products at brightsideben.com, the ones I take, the ones I recommend. You'll also find a Join the Team link that you can click on if you want to start a home-based business at brightsideben.com. Also my blog, PharmacistBen.com, and our news stories, blog posts, and videos, which are all up at CriticalHealthNews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470 for more information. And also don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products, all formulated by myself and my compounding pharmacy for helping folks deal with various skin health issues. What I discovered is, when you heal the skin, you beautify the skin. And guess what, folks? There's no drugs that will heal the skin. If you have eczema or psoriasis or dry skin, there ain't no drugs that will heal the skin. But there are wonderful topical nutrients that you can use, as well as internal strategies that you can use to help deal with any topical skin health problem. You can find all our True Skin Health products at TruthTreatments.com, 100% active and functional ingredients only. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers. Nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our Truth Skin Health products. Check them out at TruthTreatments.com, TruthTreatments.com. All right, I am looking forward to speaking to our guest. He is a friend of the program. He's been on a couple times already. Dr. Ken Redcross is the author of the book, Bond, the Four Cornerstones of a Lasting and Caring Relationship with Your Doctor. Today we're going to talk about the best and worst foods for your gut, i.e. your intestine, i.e. your digestive system, this spring. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Dr. Kenneth Redcross. Greetings, Dr. Hey.
Hey, Ben. How are you? Good evening, everyone. How are you?
Good to talk to you again. Thank you so much for coming on the Bright Side. And your topic is one that's near and dear to my pharmacist's heart and near and dear to our listeners' hearts, I reckon, because we talk about it all the time. And you may know I'm in the skincare business, and I always tell people there's no way you're going to be able to address a skin health issue without addressing the intestine and the gut. So I love the topic. Before we get into that, though, Bond, the four cornerstones of a lasting and caring relationship with your doctor. What are the four cornerstones? And I don't mean to divert your attention from your topic, but if you just tell us what those are, that's kind of interesting.
No, thank you, Ben. Because look, it's important for all of you out there listening. It's about trust, respect, empathy, and communication. All four of those you should have in your patient-doctor relationship. Because if not, something falters, which ends up being your health. So you need to make sure that all four of those are a part of your relationship with your doctor.
Well, what are the four cornerstones?
The trust, respect, empathy, and communication. Those four things between the patient and the doctor are what has to be in place in order to get to what I call creating a patient nirvana, which is the ultimate patient experience. So that's what I mean when I say that.
Okay. So say that again. Trust, empathy,
respect,
and communication.
And communication above all. Yeah. You know, I always joke around, Ben. I said, that's why, you know, the good Lord gives us two ears and one mouth, right? So
yeah, that's right.
This is more within healthcare. So that's an important part of it.
Do you find yourself as a doctor, I imagine you see patients, right? You're still seeing patients.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, yeah.
So do you find yourself getting annoyed or irritated by patients who are on the internet reading stuff and contradicting what you say being uppity patients?
Exactly. Ben, you're asking me if I'm looking to try to find Dr. Google and take him out.
Yeah, that kind of thing, Dr. Google.
No, guys, I promise. But you know one thing I talk about, Ben, when a patient comes in, they kind of have that billfold because they've gone to Google or WebMD as another person I'm looking for. The point is that there's something missed. There's something that either hasn't been addressed because they feel they have to go to the internet. They should ask me. You should be able to ask your doctor about that supplement or that skincare line like you talk about, Ben, to get a better understanding. So when I see that, that means that something is falling a little bit short. That's all.
All right, so you're not like, well, what medical school did you go to, Mrs. Jones?
No. We've known each other for a while. I'm a pretty relaxed guy.
All right. I just wanted to be clear on that. All right, so first of all, I want to get to the specifics of the best and worst foods. But why I talk about the gut all the time. From a medical perspective, from a doctor's perspective, what is it about the intestine that makes it so important?
So look, everyone, let's recognize that the gut really and truly is the second brain. I always use this analogy. You know, we all know about serotonin, right? And serotonin is a neurotransmitter. But everyone, when you think about neurotransmitters, think about the point is the gut is the number one location where serotonin is created, which lets you know about that brain-gut axis to make sure that there's balance with the gut. But we can do it with foods by avoiding some and getting good foods, but we also have to talk about how we can add and supplement to our microbiome, which is what we're all trying to do.
The microbiome. So how long have you been a doctor? When did you graduate?
Oh, gosh. 2 decades, guys. Many, many moons ago.
No, that wasn't that long ago. I graduated pharmacy school 4 decades ago almost. But check this out.
Oh, wow.
But not quite, but almost. So check this out. Probiotics and bacterium, the microbiome, they didn't know about it when I was in pharmacy school. Yeah. I don't even think they knew really a lot about it when you graduated medical school, did they?
No, they didn't, Ben. That's a great point to bring up. I appreciate that because you're absolutely right. This is kind of a newer age of medicine, everyone. So this is a beautiful time to be around and really figure out how can we get the benefit of probiotics. I mean, one, Ben, there's a beautiful website, probiotics.com, where a lot of people can educate themselves on some of the things that we may touch on tonight. But it's a beautiful way to do some learning and a deeper dive on your own as well.
You know what's interesting about probiotics is they're like really tricky to dose, and they're really tricky to know how to take, and the brands are all very different. Yeah. So how do you suggest people like wade through all of that confusion and trickiness with the brands and the formulas and when you take them and what and you know which type of bacteria you take and the quantities you take? How, can you talk a little bit about that? Because that seems to be the hardest thing that people have to understand.
You're so right, Ben. And look, it's very difficult. So look, I try to simplify it for patients. Look, I look where the data is. One of my favorite probiotic lines is called Chylodophilus. Chylodophilus in particular, and the reason why I mention this one, Ben, is that they have what they call the friendly trio. That trio, everyone, is three different strains of probiotic. But the key here, Ben, is that they've been studied. They've been studied together. Lots of times, everyone, you'll hear about these strains, they're studied on their own. But when you have something like this friendly trio, and you see data around it. For instance, there was an NIH study done that showed that this friendly trio could actually help with allergy symptoms, whether it be runny nose, itchy eyes. And the study also showed there was an improved quality of life. So as we're learning about probiotics and what they can do, Ben, it's about that data. And when I can see an NIH study, and when I can see that sort of thing, I can feel good about the Chylodophilus line of probiotics, for instance.
Now, spell Chylodophilus.
Oh, so it's two different words, everyone. It's Kyo, K-Y-O hyphen Dophilus, D-O-P-H-I-L-U-S. It's a Japanese brand, and the thing that I also love about it, it's been around for 30 years, Ben. So when I talk to patients about what to do, because you're right, we get confused when you go out there and there's millions of them. You want to look at someone who's been around for a while. You want to look at someone who has not only just the studies behind it, but a good reputation. And so that matters a lot nowadays, especially with all the options we have.
Where do you come out on the difference between probiotic supplements and fermented foods?
Actually, I like to mix both of them, to be honest, man. I try to do what I can to stay closer to the earth, which means I try to get it through food, and then I supplement it with a good, quality-tested probiotic.
Okay, hang on to that thought. I want to talk about probiotics in the rest of the body when we come back from our break. Dr. Ken Redcross is with us. I am Pharmacist Ben Moore with Dr. Redcross on the Bright Side right after this.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we are back on the Bright Side. We're talking to Dr. Ken Redcross, author of the book Bond, The Four Connections of a Lasting and Caring Relationship with Your Doctor. We're talking about digestive health and gut health, best and worst food this spring. Hey, Dr. Redcross, I was just reading an article today, actually, before I went on the air, and it was about obesity and obesity, and they tracked it, they backtracked it to the first couple of months, or the first couple of weeks of life, and I wonder if that has something to do with the microbiome.
It does. It does, Ben, and that's a great point you bring up. So look, everyone, let's understand that when we're born and we get the mother. Obviously, we get the mother's microbiome, but over the time as we age, we start to kind of develop our own based on what we eat. And so as we're learning this sort of thing, this is this more fascinating information, Ben, that we're going to dive into to see is there something in the microbiome that can affect obesity?
Yeah.
Well, you know, there may be. So it's kind of fascinating stuff.
So there's let's think about some of the stuff that the microbiome does that you wouldn't we all know about it for digestion, right? But it plays a role in heart disease, it plays a role in mental health, plays a role in immunity, even COVID, susceptibility to COVID. Have you tied that into the gut the microbiome?
Well, absolutely, because we're going there, Ben, when we're talking about immunity, everyone. Look, let's all recognize that the predominance of our immune cells, guess what? They're housed in the gut. And so as we're learning, like, why weren't we thinking this way before, right? But as we're getting smarter and we're also really digging deeper, we're realizing that if you really want to affect immunity, the gut needs to be balanced. And that's really something that we really learned during COVID.
Did you learn this in medical school?
No, are you kidding me, Ben? Like you said, look, I'm 20 years old. I mean, we had 1 week of nutrition, okay, Ben?
No, so, come on. I heard one semester. I heard one semester. Is it really 1 week?
Oh, are you kidding me? Well, no, like 20 years out. We had 1 week of nutrition.
That is crazy.
But, you know, look, it's not to put down where we were, where we trained. Times were different, but now we're learning.
It wasn't that long ago. It wasn't like Victorian times. It was just 20 years ago. Have things changed that much?
Oh, heck yeah. No, we've evolved so much. Now they're even kind of staring the doc down there to really learn more about nutrition and so forth. So it's great. It's a less reliance on pharma. I don't put anyone down, Ben, so I'm not fighting pharma, but I'm just saying, look, I'm trying to stay closer to the earth. And in order to do that, you need to know about nutrition.
So you don't have doctor friends who are rolling their eyes. Oh, there's old Ken again. Oh, Mr. Nutritional.
Of course I do. You know, I still do. But it's okay. It's not about them. It's about you guys listening. It's about the bond that I'm creating. So it just is what it is.
Fair enough. So it's not just probiotics, though. It's prebiotics, too.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that.
So look, guys, so once we're thinking about some things you can have in your cupboard that can be really prebiotics and make a really big difference to feed that probiotic or feed the probiotic that we have in our own system, bananas, Ben. Bananas are huge because bananas have inulin. Inulin is a very important fiber that we don't digest, but guess what does? the bacteria in our gut. And so that's something that really helps them grow. Then there's something, sauerkraut, thinking of fermented foods like sauerkraut. I'm a kimchi fan, for instance, another fermented food that are
probiotics. What did you say? Kimchi? What is kimchi?
Kimchi. Kimchi.
Okay, I got you.
Fermented cabbage in Korean cuisine.
Okay, gotcha.
And also green leafy vegetables, guys. Once again, we're on that same kind of increased fiber that we love to have, that we should have, but we don't digest it, but the good bacteria in our body does. So it almost acts as fertilizer, if you will. The other thing is green tea. Green tea is fabulous as well because of the polyphenols.
So the polyphenols in green tea support a healthy microbiome?
Not only does it help support it, Ben, but it helps to kind of rid our body of the bad ones, because our bad bacteria that are trying to invade us all day, they don't do so well when you have something that is an antioxidant like a polyphenol can create out of green tea. So it's a nice balancing, something to actually have on board.
All right, so what about, and maybe you don't call them these, but I refer to them as postbiotics, the things that the bacteria secrete. Do you know anything about that? Have you gotten into any of that stuff?
Well, and that's kind of the newer stuff. So, look, guys, as we talk about that, look, so there's been some thought then that once they take the prebiotic, it kind of acts as fertilizer. It almost creates this milieu, if you will, of kind of what you're saying, kind of like some things at the back end of the product that can make a big difference. And that's the new stage that we're going to. Where are we going to go with postbiotics? What difference is that going to make? I know right now a lot of the fervor and excitement tends to be between getting this prebiotic, understanding that, because for years it's been only about probiotics, but I do know what you're saying and what's coming. And so it'll be interesting on how that helps balance out this kind of gut health story.
What's your take on, as far as the microbiome goes, on the ketogenic diet and also on calorie restriction?
All right, so I have a lot of friends who are doing a little bit of both, everyone. I'm a fitness guy here. I'm a cyclist, and I work out all the time. So we do this sort of thing. Look, I'm kind of big on kind of the fasting diet, particularly ketogenic. It really depends on kind of your health history and if you can really sustain that. But as far as some of the fasting, there's going to be a lot of benefits. And there's also a spiritual benefit there too, Ben, when I talk about just mental clarity and balance and that sort of thing. So I talk a lot about that too.
There is a relationship between mental health and a healthy microbiome.
Absolutely. And when I mentioned that before, we all know serotonin. If you have anyone who's dealing with depression and they're taking meds, they're taking, and you know, as a pharmacist, SSRI, serotonin blockers, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, serotonin, guys, it's all in the lining of the gut. That's where most of it is.
That's not interesting.
Why is it in the gut if there isn't some sort of relationship that happens? And so it's interesting to bring all that together. And tons of stuff to learn. Like I mentioned before, at probiotics.com, there's this information that you should learn. And think about everything that we're talking about tonight. Go on the site. Learn. And this is where everyone needs to do is patience.
Now, you talk about exercise and yoga for the gut.
Yeah.
And, you know, most people would know about exercise, of course, and yoga. But how does that relate to the gut? How does that relate to gut health?
Well, look, guys, so there's been some studies. So one of the studies that in particular for exercise shows that it increased the diversity of the microbiome. Who cares about diversity of the microbiome, right? Well, your gut does, because when you have that diversity, it helps to keep the bacteria that, once again, are trying to get in there each and every day. It keeps them at bay. Yoga is the same thing, but how does yoga do it? Well, Ben, it decreases the stress. When you decrease stress, you don't damage the microbiome. That's what's starting to happen, especially during COVID. When you're having this stress, it kills all the good bacteria. The bad bacteria can overwhelm you. They overwhelm you. They do what? They mess up your immunity. And it's all this horrible, vicious cycle.
I wonder what role, based on what you just said, what role the news plays in our health.
That's a study in and of itself. You know, look, I always say this too, Ben, to be quite honest. It doesn't matter what side of the aisle you're on.
Yeah.
We can all agree to disagree, and it all comes back. And you'll hear me saying it, and it's hokey, but it's about love for your fellow man, your fellow woman, to stay healthy. That's all I care about. I want everyone healthy, whether they're red or blue or whatever color they are. I'm dead in the middle anyway, so it doesn't matter. But I want everyone healthy.
There was a guy in Jerusalem or in Israel 2,000 years ago who said that. And he didn't make it. He didn't make it.
Yeah, I know, but I like him, though. That's all right.
All right, I'm just saying, you know, you got to watch out what you say. But that's a very good point, you know, love God, love your neighbor. You know, this is the whole of the law. It's really that simple, isn't it?
It really is. And like you said, you hit the nail on the head. All that stress stuff, you don't have time for that. Look, Ben, this life experience that we all are living, everyone on here listening, we live this life experience for however long we're fortunate enough to have it. Why deal with all of those things? Let's focus on our health and healing. And like I said, it's all around love is the most important part.
I 100% agree with you. Last question here, and we've got about a minute. This time of year, I get calls and people, emails and people I talk to all want to know about allergies. And then I always tell them about the gut. And they look at me like I'm crazy. Because, and they think I am because I always talk about the gut, and that's all I ever, I bring everybody down to that. There I am.
All right.
We're on the same page, though. Tell people how the gut is related to seasonal allergies.
Okay, so everyone, when I mentioned before that line that I like that Caiodophilus line in particular because of that friendly trio when I mentioned those three bacteria. But the key is, how does that three bacteria, this friendly trio, probiotic, I mean, do anything? Well, it may help regulate the T cells that make what's called IL-10, Ben. And you know, the IL-10 is necessary for mast cells or histamine, everyone. So my point is, that's the science of how you can think of how can a probiotic that helps my actual bowel health really help me with allergies? It's because of what it does at the molecular level with the immune cells, which can make histamine. So it's a nice little cycle of why it makes sense. But once again, this needs to be driven out so that we all can understand that it's not that probiotics only about gut health or the right probiotics.
Yeah.
It's also about some of the things that you mentioned earlier, now including allergies.
Doc, we're out of time. I had a bunch of other stuff I wanted to ask you, but we could do this again, hopefully. So if you don't mind, hang on the line. How do people get a hold of you if they want to get a hold of you?
So everyone, so feel free to reach out. My name is Dr. Ken Red Cross, and any of my social media handles, whether it's LinkedIn or Instagram or Facebook, just Ken Red Cross, MD. Please reach out, ask questions. I love meeting new people.
Awesome, Dr. Red Cross. Have a beautiful evening. Do you mind holding on the line real quick so I can just say goodbye?
Not at all.
Hang on the line.
Not at all.
All right, that was Dr. Ken Red Cross's book, Bond, The Four Cornerstones of a Lasting and Caring Relationship with Your Doctor. That's it for now, folks. Have a beautiful week. We'll talk to you next Saturday. I am Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, awesome, beautiful evening. Bye for now.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightsideBen.com. That's BrightsideBen.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.